In today's episode of the Massage Tools Podcast, we are interviewing Kenzie Rogers of Pro Massage in the Auburn, Alabama area. This is hands down one of the most inspirational interviews that I've done so far. Kenzie's just got a great perspective on the profession, on the future of the field. So this is in part one of the reasons I started this podcast, was for interviews like Kenzie's, where even a decade in, I feel inspired about my career and what I'm doing with my clients. So I hope you feel the same. Let's get this thing kicked off. Here we go. Welcome to the Massage Tools Podcast, your home for cool interviews and reviews. Where'd you go to massage school?
I went to massage school at Southern Union State Community College in Opelika, Alabama.
Okay.
It's been about 14 years since I've been there. A cool fact about that is I also was an instructor at Southern Union for 5 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. That's I love hearing when people are, who are really good in the field that are also teachers. So I love getting that little thing. So you've been in practice for 14 years. Yeah. Obviously you have your own business cause you're wearing your gear. You got your logo up behind you and everything.
Yeah. Pro Massage.
Yeah. Pro Massage. How would you describe your business or your practice?
So my business and practice is mainly sports, sports massage, pain management, and injury prevention, and sports enhancement or performance enhancements. As we try to keep our clients pain-free and pains manageable to where they can continue their day-to-day activities.
I guess the symbol is like, what got you into massage in general, as opposed to the specific practice, but what got you into the industry?
So I was an Army medic for 8 years. And when I got out, I wanted to stay close to the medical field. So my choice in the beginning was become a PT. But somebody told me that I was great with my hands, so I should try massage. So I thought it was a great idea to become massage certified. And if I continued to become a PT, I would be, I guess, more recognizable as far as skill-wise. So that kind of boosts me up amongst my peers. And I tried the massage and fell in love with it and stayed with it ever since. It kind of fits me and my personality. I like to be more direct, more involved, and behind the scenes. So for me, that was a no-brainer.
Okay. Very cool. So I guess what's your favorite part of the job then?
My favorite part of the job is traveling and meeting new people, meeting great people.
Okay.
Being around amongst different massage therapists kind of inspired me to continue to be good at my craft.
Okay.
So I love the experience of meeting great people.
Excellent. And then easy question, but also really difficult. Like what, so 14 years in the industry, what piece of advice would you wish you had a time machine, go back and give yourself like right out of school, like go take this class or go study this, or, you know, is there anything that jumps out as, you know, pretty critical to your, or that maybe you wish you had an earlier start on?
Really, the main thing that I would say to my past self is believe in yourself and stay the course. Cause there wasn't a time where I almost gave up on massage. Mm-hmm. For me, my first 2 years was the toughest because nobody knew who I was. Nobody wasn't aware of my abilities. So it's just to get that trust level up, to get people to recognize that I'm a good therapist. So just stay the course, believe in yourself.
Okay. Awesome. Is there, and that's great advice. Like that's one of those, I you know, 10 years in, I still need to focus on that myself a bit, but is there something a little more, or I guess what helped you with that? What helped you gain that confidence, or, you know?
I always say to myself, if one person likes what you do, you've done something right.
Okay.
So if one person likes it, to me, another person will like it as well. So once you get out there and let people experience your craft, then the more people start coming, the more people start, you know, recognizing how good you are, and then it builds the confidence in you to continue to do what you're doing.
Okay.
Because if they come back, that means you're doing something right.
Yeah, so you can get people in the door. It's getting them to come back in the door again the second time. That's exactly. Where the magic is. Yeah.
Exactly.
Is there something more on the educational side you wish you had started earlier, or do you thought you hit it right out the gate? And
if I can go back and say I knew about massage early in life, mm-hmm. I would have did it then.
Okay.
I learned about massage after my first career. Okay. And just imagine if I could put that time that I lost into what I'm doing now, you know, you can imagine how many people I could have helped back then, you know, so.
Okay.
But
I don't know. I feel like as a medic, you may have helped a few people.
I did. But that was on a whole nother level, you know.
Sure.
So I've always been a person that loves to help people in any way I can. That's why I strive to do, just help them as much as I can. Okay. So I guess I'd like to be of service to people.
Okay. Yeah, I feel that that's a common trait we'll see amongst the community is like, that's it. We want to help people. We want to serve, to take your words. So.
Yeah. Now to reiterate on that question now, the second part of it is I'm glad that I ran into sports massage.
Okay.
Sports massage, since I was an athlete, I kind of understand and know what athletes need. And, you know, that just made my career so much easier because I understood the needs. And, I mean, this is a life changer for me.
Excellent. All right. I guess sort of along experience and education, what is a piece of advice you give to new massage therapists? Like you mentioned, you're an instructor. So like what's the one thing you like to hammer them about? Like, hey, make sure you know this, or you know, maybe right out of school, make sure you're doing this or whatnot for just general success or longevity or whatever direction you want to take that question is open to you.
Yeah. I always like to tell new and upcoming therapists to do it for the right reasons. Do it because you love it and do it because you want to help somebody. Don't go out searching to become rich out the gates. You're going to have to put in your work. And once you do what you do and be great at what you do, your work going to speak for itself. So do it for the right reasons. Like for me, like I said, I like to be a serviceable people. I like to help people. And that's why I do it. And I reap the rewards from my work speaking for me. Become very knowledgeable, learn what you do, specialize in what you want to specialize in. And share with great therapists, meet other therapists. Never fear that you're in competition with the next therapist across town. No, become friends with them. Learn some of their craft and make it your own, you know.
Okay. I'd like to pick apart one of those. You mentioned find the specialization that you know speaks to you. So what advice do you give them for maybe finding that direction?
So for me, I wanted to become specialized in prenatal and postnatal massage when I first came out of school. The opportunity for me to do sports massage came up first. So now the sports massage allows me to backtrack and specialize in that pre and postnatal massage that I was interested in. I don't know if that answered your question or not.
Well, I mean, that answered the question on your personal journey. I guess if I, you know, having been an instructor myself, like sometimes the students come in and they know what they want to do with their massage mm-hmm. career. Or at least they have an idea, because we all know that changes, you know, can change, like you just said, prenatal to sport. But If maybe they just know they want to be in the field and serving, how might you advise somebody on finding what might be their specialization? Like to go prenatal or to go sport or?
Yeah, I guess you have to dibble and dabble, you know, try something, see how that works for you. And once you figure it out, you would know what's best for you. Like, automatically knew sports massage was for me because I was stronger. I had knowledge about sports, and with that combination, putting it towards my work, I mean, that just made me a natural. So you have to get a feel for it. You know, you can't set your goals too high, but they have to be realistic. Like, okay. you can't say, I'm going to be a great injured person and you don't understand what energy is all about. You know, you might need to be more hands-on, or you might need to be in a more relaxing setting. So, and that's another reason I started doing massage, because being a medic in the Army was stressful. So I wanted to be in a relaxing environment, so I chose massage. So.
Awesome. Yeah. We all have our own journey, and you say you wish you had started massage earlier, but I'd question if you would be the massage therapist you are had you not been the medic first. So yeah, it's all the journey is kind of change it, but
yeah. And I'm thankful for the journey. Like you said, that journey allows me or prepared me to be who I am today. So, you know, you have to go through a little bit in order to come out successful on the back end.
Awesome. I guess one more big question is, what's been your favorite continuing education or favorite curriculum kind of dabbled down, or if there's anything that really just stands out as like, oh my gosh, I love the CEU, and it doesn't even have to relate to your current practice, but just maybe a favorite or two.
You know, I really don't have a specific or favorite CEU. My biggest thing was experience. The experience that I gained from the travels, meeting new therapists, meeting new coaches, being in different atmospheres, and you know, that just, I took a lot from those experiences, learning new modalities or tips from massage therapists, and even teaching new tips to massage therapists. Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest things that I love and I enjoy. And you know, the continuing education is good, and it's great to have that knowledge and reinforcement, but nothing can beat the experience.
Okay.
Because each scenario is different per person for me. So I try to make every massage person fit that person's need. And from there, that allows me to help somebody in the future with that same experience. So I just love the experience, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we got into this to work with people, so obviously spending time on people is the important part.
Yeah.
So another one of the big questions I do like to throw out is, where would you like to see the industry shift in, or do you want to see it shift in the next maybe 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, I would love to see it shift. I would love for the medical industry as a whole to, you know, incorporate massage as a beneficiary to the people. A lot of people need our resources and they can't get to them because the medical field doesn't recognize us as they should. And believe it or not, I get more questions from medical individuals, as far as PTs, doctors, or in specific situations that they had no clue about, you know. And I think that's big when they can start incorporating us as, you know, one of the leading, or just somebody that's going to back up the things that they do.
Sure. You know?
Yeah. And when I first started, people looked at massage therapists as a luxury item, mm-hmm. you know, and now it's more of a need, and a lot of people need the resources and they just can't get to it. And I think the medical pickers up as a whole, that'll help a lot of people.
I want to pull a little bit out of that. You were saying, you know, you're able to share some information with PTs and other medical professionals. How did you end up networking with them or getting to those conversations? Were they clients? Were they people you ran across? Did they just randomly call your office? How did those conversations, what brought those conversations about?
Half of it was they were clients, and the other half were my clients was speaking to them about what I've done for them.
Okay.
And so they became interested, and then they reached out to me, and then we had these discussions, and we go, it goes from there. You know, my clients, like I say, if you put in the work, your work will speak for itself, and your clients will go to war for you about your work. So,
okay. Now, did you notice after your conversations with those professionals that did you see a change in referrals from them, or was it kind of limited to the conversation? Like, was there a positive outcome to your business from that?
Yeah, it was a positive because now a lot of the professionals have an idea of who's in town that can help me grow. And by them helping me, that allows them to help themselves. And, you know, I get more referrals week in and week out from that.
Awesome. Yeah, and are those professionals that you've also kind of turned around and they might be the ones you refer your client out to? If you run across something that's outside your scope and you're like, hey, I got a great, you know, pelvic floor PT that you should see, or I've got a, like, did that network build out of those questions, or did you seek out professionals for that network?
It kind of led into me referring to those specific people, but I try to have a great network of those individuals. So if one doesn't work for you, then I know another one that can. Like I say, I think everybody's treatment need to be more specific than just a broad treatment, you know? So you having extra or more individuals to refer to helps you, because you're knowledgeable and, you know, you can send people to the right places, and you just have the best interest of the client.
Okay. Awesome. And then to go back to kind of the original question of how would you like to see the massage industry shift? What do you think we as professionals in the industry can do to help foster that recognition from the medical professionals, the other medical professionals?
Yeah. I would think we probably have to get like a governing body to have certain criteria that we should have that can reinforce our work. You know, education and knowledge plus experience, you know, gives you a great therapist. So we had those certifications and that people can be comfortable with. I think that'll help us propel to the next level.
All right, everyone, that does end the episode. If you're looking for show notes or references, or you're just looking for more content from us, you can visit our website, which is www.massagetoolspodcast.com for all of your Massage Tools Podcast needs. Last but not least, we got two things. One's a recommendation. Hit that subscribe button to whichever podcast service you're using so you get our latest episodes. And if you liked it, give us a review. Help spread the word a little bit, get our podcast out there so we can help inspire and motivate the industry. That's going to end it for us. So good day, good evening, and good night.